Hello to all of my beautiful souls out there. I am your host, Lady Wajet. Joining me today is my beautiful dear sister and co-host, LaToya. Hi, LaToya.
Hey, greetings. Greetings, family, everyone listening on this beautiful Monday / Tuesday. Tuesday morning. Yep.
Early Tuesday morning. Yep. So we are up here. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, the prayer hotline and, you know, some of the energy that's taking place right now. Right now, many of y'all may know I'm an astrologer, so the moon is still in Cancer. And what I've noticed with my own personal experience is emotions tend to be a little more heightened right now. You may get easily slighted by, like, the smallest of things. Or, you know, also Cancer energy deals with home and family. So there may be a lot of activity with the home, with the family, with the mother. And so, you know, it's definitely something to keep in mind. And later on throughout the show, we'll also talk about, you know, different ways you can kind of, you know, clear your living space, your home, to kind of, you know, raise the vibrations within there and kind of set the tone for a more peaceful environment. I know that for me, LaToya, when I was just having my little moment around the house and with the children, I immediately, you know, turned on the Anna Bacoa prayer and started having it played. I took a little shower, kind of cleansed myself, and cause, you know, water is very healing. And, you know, just, you know, took the time to say a few prayers before the show, and, you know, I'm feeling good now. And so, it's definitely, you know, something to keep in mind whenever things start getting hectic around your house, your home, and you can definitely, you know, you have the power to set the tone for what you want. And utilizing sound, and whether it's through prayers, whether it's through, you know, certain music that can calm the energy down in the house, even if it's whether... you know, saving the house and, you know, tapping into that earth energy and using different herbs to burn and, you know, cleanse and the house. And I remember, LaToya, I was reading some information about saging, smudging the house with sage. And they had did a scientific study talking about how not only does it cleanse the air energetically, there's spiritual benefits, but also, like, there's health benefits. The bacteria and the harmful microbes that's in the air, they tend to get dissipated and cleared when burning sage and smudging. And so I thought that was really interesting, you know. And I don't know, can you think of any other ways we can possibly, you know, kind of just raise the energy and the consciousness in our home?
The burning of any of the herbs, because I know there are a lot of people who don't like the smell of burning sage. Also, one of the things that I discovered, and I have to look this up a little more, but there's a white sage and there's a desert sage. One is considered the male and one is considered the female. And I could be getting this mixed up. I look it up, but I believe the desert sage is best to be burned outside, and the white sage is a little bit more mild, so it's better to, you know, you could burn that on the inside, which I thought that was really interesting when I read that. But, of course, you know, whatever you choose is appropriate for your space. There's also what we call smokeless sage. There's a liquid sage that is available
really?
That you can spray. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'll look up some of the brands. One of my favorite brands was Buffalo White Woman. White Buffalo Woman Sage. This is a liquid. And to my understanding, it is a little difficult to find because of the manufacturer. But because we, you know, me and my connection ordered it, we ordered it by the case, or it was ordered by the case. But yes, for those who don't want to burn, you can actually do the liquid, like spraying, that you can spray to neutralize the space as well. And we used to do that when we would do energy work in really closed or confined spaces or in buildings where we could not light or burn. But above all, and Master Gibson said this on his radio show last week when he was talking about the chakra empowerment and cleansing that, that they're promoting over at Tybro. When he talked about sound healing, he said sometimes sound healing can clear out things. I'm paraphrasing, clear out or you know, I guess maybe break through or remedy things that sometimes even herbs and the burning of herbs or herbs can't resolve. So sound healing, which is the one thing that we've been implementing in the show for the past few days, is another way. You can play the music, you can get the individual chimes and bells, the tuning forks, the crystal, singing bowls, the gong. and gong music. I think I've used all of those except the gong personally. And so sound, when you clear in a physical space with sound, that is very, very powerful. So if you think you love the audios, imagine doing it, you know, with a bell or a chime physically. So those are the two ways that I'm familiar with. And of course burning. Burning and smoking with candles, my favorite. But when I can't do that, sound clears, you know, physical spaces as well.
Thank you for sharing that, because I wasn't even know anything about the smokeless sage spray. I may have to look into that.
Girl, yeah. It is. I'm so heavy handed. you know, I'm heavy handed, so I would run through bottles. But you know, sis, and everyone listening, you can create your own smokeless sprays as well. You've got essential oils. You can make elixirs with crystals. They have citrine, lavender, and amethyst, and different crystal type essential oils that you can break down and use. A lot of times we will use them in energy sessions, but you can use these sessions for your physical space as well. So definitely a lot of delving we can do, and there are ways to be innovative. But sis, knowing you, I'm sure you got stuff around the house right now that you could make,
mm-hmm.
you know, rose water. You could clear space with rose water, which I love, Florida water, Kananga water. So any of the aromatics that we like, that we clean the space with, we can, you know, can clear the space with it as well. And all those things cleanse and clear the space. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And I was thinking like lemon, lemon oil, lemon essential oil, because like lemon tends to, any type of citrus tends to uplift you, like make you feel good.
Absolutely.
So cleaning with that,
you
know, or having it like a spray bottle mixed with a little water, you can do that.
Absolutely.
Or I like also burning like different resins. Frankincense and myrrh.
Amber.
Ooh, I love frankincense.
I love amber.
Oh, I never tried amber before. I'm gonna have
oh, wow. It's just.
All of this
is
from the earth, y'all. Mother Earth is giving
it
us
is.
Everything we need to, you know, balance everything out within our space, you know, in our life. And, you know, to help us feel good. That's what it's about, you know, feeling good and, you know, feeling that healing and love energy just flowing throughout the house. And so I definitely just wanted to highlight that, especially with the moon in Cancer right now. And that's probably, like, a major theme in a lot of people's lives right now, the home energy and things like that. And so... with that being said, I just want to go ahead and talk a little bit about, you know, the month of September. You know, as we have mentioned before in the past shows, there's two eclipses that's taking place this month. And it's been, you know what, I don't recall two eclipses taking place in one month. During the whole time that I've been really studying astrology, I don't recall that happening. And, you know, and if it has, it's probably been a while, but that is some potent energy. You know, on the 12th, it's going to be a solar eclipse, and then around the 28th, it's going to be a lunar eclipse, and it's also going by another name called the blood moon. And so, you know, it's definitely about just, you know, releasing, you know, healing and clearing a lot of stuff emotionally and physically in your life.
And I'm gonna put us on the spot.
This?
I should, yes, ma'am. And I'm gonna put us both on the spot. I'm gonna put us on the spot. Speaking of the blood moon, give me 10 seconds. Sister Wajud and I are. I mean, this is to actually light our fires, but we are planning and organizing a gathering of some sort. Right now, the thought is at one of the sacred mounds, maybe in Louisiana. But it will be a sacred space and place where we will gather on the blood moon, which falls on a Monday. So I think we'll probably do it. I think, did we say we were going to do it going that weekend, going into that Monday or something like that?
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, you may be hot with me, but I'm putting this on the spot because that's something that needs it. It's something that needs something that we're in the process of planning. We will definitely get more information about that, and we're actually intending to make that interactive. So even if, you know, you can't come physically, maybe we can set something up where we can, you know, do something on the web or make it interactive. So we're gonna stay on each other, and y'all, you know, be on the lookout for that because that will be very special. I know that it will be.
I'm kind of
going
to put it out there because you just got to plant that seed of intention, right? And, you know, I'm thankful you said something, sis. And, you know, she said, you know, she was talking about the sacred mounds. If a lot of y'all are not familiar, you know, a lot of us may, you know, feel that if you go outside the U.S., there's a lot of sacred spots, you know. There's the pyramids in Egypt, and then there's so many other different places globally.
Stonehenge,
where it's really sacred centers in the earth, where it's a lot of powerful energy. But did you know that right here in the U.S. there are many sacred spots, sacred centers, that is right here in our backyard, so to speak? And so this is definitely about connecting with the earth energy, and, you know, that sacred part of her where the energy is very powerful. And so where those mounds are at, a lot of where the original people who inhabited the land of the U.S., they built those mounds. And I'm not going to go into detail about, you know, the history behind it or whatever. We may do that later on as we continue to build on our trip. But it's
yes.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. And we're going to definitely keep you all posted as to exactly when it's going to take place and, you know, what's going to take place. I'm thinking about chanting, guided meditations, and just, you know, like Sister LaToya was saying, making it interactive to where you, even if you're not there with us, you still can participate in spirit. And so I'm just thankful for, you know, putting it out there.
I want to say, we mentioned one of the sacred sites, if I may. I won't go too deep off into it, but this, I think this is relevant, and I think it is actually very interesting that this came today. I think I vaguely told you, but those who know me know that about a year ago, this time or last year, I was fortunate enough to go to England, go to Europe last year. And one of the places, we visited a lot of the sacred sites, the Chalice Gardens in Glastonbury. And Glastonbury is actually a very beautiful place. I'd actually love to go back there again, kind of on my own. It's a very beautiful place. The Glastonbury tour, the Chalice Gardens. We went to Avebury Stonehenge. We went to St. Drew, which is a smaller version, and was something similar to Avery Stonehenge, but in a different part. It was literally in somebody's backyard, which is very interesting. But something very interesting about Avery Stonehenge, or Stonehenge, and this was on the news today. Now, one of the things that when we were there, I remember telling my friend, I said, you know, the energy in all these places feels so mapped out. And I said, I don't know if it's because a lot of people come here, but it felt like there was a very intentional, consorted effort to suppress the energy of that place. It was just something very off about it. Now, you know, since you know, I tend to be sensitive to sound and feeling and everything. And so the one thing that I've learned is when I feel those kinds of things, I don't ignore it. So I just remember saying, I said, I don't think that it's actually the space that they're telling us. I think it's something surrounding these places. For those who may or may not have seen today on the news, and you can actually Google this because this was on the nightly news, the national NBC nightly news, where they found around Stonehenge that little particular spot that they've always talked about as a spot that's popular. They found some land or a spot maybe 2 miles or several miles away where there are over 100 additional or some additional stones, but those stones are like, I think I said three feet or 30 feet underground, but they've found that it's deeper in that, that the space is actually far larger and it ranges larger, and it's like over 100 stones that the archaeologists just recently found, and they almost did not find them. They were getting ready to leave, and they did a final survey, and they ran across this land, and so I just kind of chuckled because I remember I told my mom, I said, I told them it was something, that, you know, but I just got the feeling that it was something really, something about the vibration of that place. Not that it wasn't sacred, but there was something about the area surrounding these places. And I get a very distinct feeling, sis, that we are about to discover, quote unquote, some really, really, really significant things across the planet. I don't think we've even begun to see what's about to unfold for us. But I wanted to share that because you mentioned the sacred sites, and that was in the news today. So if anyone's interested in that, Google that. Okay. Yeah, we were there last year.
I saw the article you were talking about. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is. So, yeah.
It's so many different treasures.
Absolutely. And absolutely. Absolutely. So I just wanted to put that out there. I didn't mean to go too far off, but that's relevant. It being that we're talking about the mounds and sacred spaces, that's probably a little bit more relevant than I think we realize right now. But that's okay. We got 10 more days, so we're going to work it.
Wow, that's very interesting. Our Earth is filled with so much beauty and hidden treasures that we still haven't discovered yet. We still discover.
Mm-hmm.
We think we didn't know what we know, but there's so much more to discover about, you know, within the beauty of our Earth. And I thank you for reaffirming that.
Absolutely. And I think that our Mother Earth, Gaia, is revealing these parts of herself for a reason. I think that it is not a coincidence that these things are being, quote-unquote, revealed in this particular time. We've got so many auspicious things happening in the cosmos. We're talking 2 or 3 eclipses in a month, and, you know, just all these very, very significant planetary activities going on. There's absolutely no coincidence that these things are being, you know, revealed at the time that they are, particularly since Stonehenge, this place was known for worship and ritual. So the fact that this whole new area has been uncovered, I think there's something very significant about that. So I just wanted to say that.
Indeed. But thank you for sharing that, sis. Thank you.
That's
the tone for a lot of things that we're trying to, you know, put together. And so, you know, when it comes to our earth, y'all, you know, the earth is going through some changes too. You know, all of these cosmic energies, you know, the earth is also a living organism as well. And so a lot of stagnant energy that's residing within her and so many different parts of the earth that need to be cleared is going to be cleared. It's just going to be so many different changes and shifts that's going to take place on a global scale. And so, you know, the purging is needed for renewal and for a new way of living here on Earth and as humans. And so part of that process of purging is understanding that that some things in our life just has to come to an end, whether it's certain mentalities, certain belief systems, certain ways of living, certain ways of doing, certain ways of relating to each other. You know, it's a lot of self-centeredness when it comes to, you know, how we live and our lives here on Earth together as humans. And, you know, it's a lot of greed and power, hungriness that takes place, and which contributes to a lot of the issues that we have going on here, you know, on a global scale and with the state of our earth, the pollution and all that type of stuff. And so it's definitely time for us to shape up, you know, and, you know, let go of whatever is preventing us from, you know, living more at peace, living more community-centered and just being able to, you know, be able to live in more harmonious type of living. And so, you know, what do you have to say about that as far as, like, you know, how we're living today and, you know, the changes that's going on? You know, what is the significance of that to you, LaToya?
I think that it's just important. There's a saying, what is in the one is in the whole. Or as they say, as above, so below. I think it's just a journey to wholeness. You know, one of my teachers, Stuart Weil, who transitioned 2 years ago, he used to always say, typically the end of the world typically means the end of your world. And so even with the different shadow acts, darkness, we all know that there are different levels of consciousness and that these things are very real. But the beauty of it is that any moment we can wake up and just choose to be and move differently. And it does not have to be an impending, you know, doom or anything cataclysmic unless that is something that you want. And so for me, the beauty of it is you can have 4 people in a room and those 4 realities will be very different. And one person's world could be crumbling and the other person could be, quote unquote, on top of the world. So my perspective on that is it really is about wholeness. When we become whole or complete as individuals, then we can connect collaboratively. And that's sort of what's happening now. So, you know, with this process and this transition that we're seeing, and every time, you know, we see some of these things, that's just what I look at that. I go, okay, well, that's just part of somebody else's transitional process. And so, you know, when I see things on the new, quote-unquote news or different things like that, I decide if I'm going to engage it or not. Because you have to understand, when we look at something, I'm being very literal, when you look at something, it becomes real to you because you have given your life force or your attention to it. Before we got on the show, you remember you were feeling a little stressed about something, and now that you've taken your attention or focus or you've regrouped, it's not real for you anymore. So I think, you know, yeah, in terms of you know, shifting ourselves in terms of the paradigm that we function in. That's what's happening. So I think it's a very beautiful thing. So, yeah, it is time to shape up. But I just, you know me, I'm a fan of progress. I'm a fan of process. And I appreciate, like, transition and transformation. That process is always interesting, but that's what I think that this is. That's what I think that this is. And I think everybody's going to get what they want. So if they want the end of the world, they're going to get that. And if you're ready to transcend and take it a couple of levels, you'll get that. That's my perspective. Maybe I'm too optimistic, but that's what I think. I think everybody's going to get what they essentially want, whether they realize it's what they want or not. So yeah, we just let's be more mindful, more conscious of what we engage and create. And I feel like it'll be a lot easier than we think it will be. That's my perspective on it.
Indeed. And I like how you mentioned how before we can actually come together as a community of people and be more cooperative, it's all about working on ourselves. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's about our own inner growth, self-development, and healing that needs to take place. Because, you know, how are we going to be able to be of service to our community and to each other if we ain't right? You know, I'm not saying we got to be, you know, on point, 100% perfect or whatever, and just, but there is a lot of tendencies that, you know, we are hanging on to that may have been passed on to us generationally, or, you know, certain mindsets that keeps us from coming together, or certain emotions that we're hanging on to that's preventing us from, you know, wanting to be more cooperative. And so it's definitely about developing ourselves. This whole process, especially during this month, y'all, is about inner growth, inner and outer growth. And sometimes there's growing pains that you go through as you continue to grow. But I look at those growing pains as a signal, as a message saying that you are not remaining stagnant, that there is something, you are changing, you are evolving, you are growing as a person. And so, you know, what has helped us to get through these growing pains is prayer. And, you know,
prayer,
it really has. And, you know,
yeah,
not to sound all cliche, but it's the power of prayer has so many different levels to it. Like, it's about how you pray as well. You know, we pray, it's not about, you know, pity and God, why me? And, you know, it's about empowering yourself, you know, asking for the wisdom and the knowledge on how to get through the situation, asking for the people and the resources to be drawn to you to help you in any way that you need to be helped with. It's being more specific in your prayers and actually visualizing what it is that you want to happen. And so it's so many different levels to prayer that we like to implement. And so, you know, we have utilized this for a while now with each other, and having that spiritual support system is very important right now to uplift each other, you know, because we all have our moments when we're down and, you know, and so when you have that person there to kind of uplift you and be like, you know what, you know, I honor this moment right now that you're going through. Ain't no guilt, ain't no shame about it, but, you know, let's get this, raise yourself up out of this. You don't want to stay down too long, because that's when you start going through depression and it start really getting serious. And so, you know, I'm just thankful of that and being able to, you know, extend this prayer blessing to you all, because we're speaking from experience, you know, as to how it's helping us to get through what we have been going through.
Absolutely. With that being said, we didn't do our opening at Yanabacoa.
No, we didn't.
You want me to do it? You know, it'd be cool if we could do it together. You think we can stay on key enough, or we practice and do it? We'll do it later. Do it together later. We'll practice and do it.
Yeah, let's practice later, okay? I know last time we did it was kind of like, off key, but I mean, the intention was pure, but, you know, we definitely going to have to get that down pat.
Yeah.
It wasn't horrible, though, but, you know.
No, it wasn't. Well, you wanna who you can do it or I can do it.
Can you please do it? Do you mind doing this, sis?
Absolutely not. I'm honored. We're just going to take a very brief moment and continue to set the tone for our show this evening. We are all about sacredness, sacred space, which is what I know that we create for each other, for the listening world, and this is a very sacred space that we are in at this moment and a very sacred space that we are creating. And with that, we pray. Anna Bakoa, Gijala, Yelinkia, Sitir Tezala, Kabela, Nadam Shafak, Venu Tawar, Nunala, Nagi Bordo, Shayi, Gadega, Kabavat, Shaman, Fakin Tarm, Rakame, Tisi, Gadega, Sidney, Gamlin, Jusin, Kadosh, Brew, Turkin, and Hill, Etateka, Yaki, Gaeth, I'm Champin, Aso, Craig, Sidusha, Teka, Shavasa, Nikabel, Ushma, Tazaka, Zanuya, Deza, Alamat, Baruch Shin, Kivad, Malfuto, Malam Bayan.
Thank you. Now, I noticed that we have some listeners, some callers, and so if you are wanting us to pray for you live on the air and, you know, extend some love and healing energy to you, go ahead and press number one. That's raising your hand. Let us know that's, you know, that you want to speak with us. And so, you know, we're talking about sound healing. And so, you know, I'm thinking I want to open up a little bit with some Ganesha drumming. What you think?
Hey. Okay, we're ready.
Yeah.
I love this thing. Tell them a little bit about the Ganesha energy, or at least we'll talk about the mantra, the Om Gam Ganapatiye Namaha.
The chant or the mantra, and a mantra is simply a series of sounds or words that you repetitiously, you know, that say over and over and over. And this particular mantra that's being said is Om Gam Ganapatiye Namaha.
Namaha.
And it's a mantra that you use to help remove blocks and obstacles in your life. A lot of times it may be hard for us to receive a lot of blessings and healing in our life because there's certain inner blocks that's within us. You know, it's kind of like, you know, we're saying that we want a good relationship with someone, right, whether it's with platonic or romantic, but then we are still holding on to, you know, certain, you know, pain and hurts from the past relationship. So it kind of interferes with our ability to be able to receive a, you know, positive relationship. And so that's just one example. But so that block and obstacle, you know, when you are chanting that and you're focusing on your intent of what you're trying to remove out of your life, you know, that can definitely help facilitate that. And with it being based with the African drums, you know, that's a very soulful type of energy, that earth energy, the African drums. And it's one of these best audios that I like to dance to kind of just get everything moving in my life. And so, and with this particular mantra, instead of the chants being set to the traditional Hindi music, like I said, it lays down some West African drum beats. So it's very clean, very soulful, and it's definitely something that I want to play for y'all. Now, before I play it, LaToya, I think last time we was on the show, you had mentioned a good little technique to use while listening to this mantra. You mind sharing that with everyone?
Sure. And just prefacing that by saying that that the Ganesha energy aligns with the pineal gland. And I know when we chant, we do it. We do 54 times with the root chakra, and then 54 times with the pineal gland. Dr. Pillau, or Babaji, as he's known, also has a technique for. He calls it. I don't know if he calls it instant manifestation. I believe that he did. But what you do is whatever that thing is that you want or you're requesting. If you don't have a thing that you're requesting, if it's love, if it's healing, if it's peace, if it's happiness, whatever that thing is, you take that thing and you basically drop it into your pineal gland. And he gave the example of a person that he knew who had, and it was someone famous, I can't remember the name, who had several Rolls Royces, and when he wanted another Rolls Royce, he would just drop it in his pineal gland. And he would, you know, he would get it. So, yeah, but whatever that specific thing is you want, it could be a feeling, I would say. So if you're not clear on what it is exactly that you want, if you want peace, healing, if it's, you know, a feeling or if it's something specific, drop that thing into your pineal gland, and that will assist with the acceleration of the manifestation of it, of that thing.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that. So when you're listening to this Ganesha drumming, focus on your pineal gland, which is like right in between your eyebrows. Focus on that area. It's actually it's located on your brain, the pineal gland. But
mm-hmm.
If you focus on that area right in between your eyebrows, that is located within that space. And so, and like LaToya said, you know, focus on whatever it is that you're trying to, you know, bring into your life or whatever, or remove out of your life or whatever, as you are listening to this particular mantra, okay? Now, without further ado, let's go ahead and get this Ganesha drumming started, okay, y'all?
Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha.
right. That was Lord Ganesha with West African Drum. Ooh, got me over here dancing and grooving for real. Ain't nothing wrong with dancing, y'all. That kind of removes a lot of stagnant energy, too. Just moves that energy around, makes you feel good, you know what I'm saying? And so definitely, if you want to purchase this audio, this is from teacher and musician Michael Denny from off of his album Healing Mantras, Ancient Sanskrit Mantras with Shamanic Drums. You can listen to it and buy it at iTunes. And so definitely check that out. If you are wanting to learn more about mantra chanting, go to pilaicenter.com. That's P-I-L-L-A-I Center, C-E-N-T-E-R.com. And there, one of our master teachers, Babaji or Dr. Pillai, he really talks about the power of mantras, the power of sound, and, you know, he likes to call it mind science. You know, it's a lot of power in our brain, and so when you infuse your brain with these sounds, then it can empower you and heal you on so many different levels. So definitely check out his site to learn more about that, okay? And so go ahead, sis. You had something to say?
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to say our other Dr. Master Mitchell Gibson, Asalia Kathy Gibson at typo.com, they have a section there also on free mantras, and there's also a write-up about effective prayer. So you can access the information as well. And there are some chants that he has listed for different purposes that you can, you know, can read and review as well. So that's at tybro.com, T-Y-B-R-O.com. So those two are very valuable resources for this information.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. And so now that we went on and cleared the air waves a little bit, let's go ahead and get into some prayers for tonight, okay?
Okay.
That sounds good.
All right. That sounds great. It sounds perfect.
Okay, once again, go ahead. I'm going to let you go ahead and say what you're going to say.
No, I was going to say, if there was anyone who listening on the line right now who would like a specific prayer or like, you know, some live prayer, if you did not get a chance to send a request to either of us, or if you are listening and would like, know what like prayer, we ask that you raise your hands and we can honor that request personally, right, sis? Just, you know, just to kind of do a survey of the room and see. Yeah, so if there's anyone who would like some one-on-one prayer right now, please feel free to raise your hand. No shame. This is a sacred space. We pray from love, true light, bliss, joy, and we definitely want to share and extend that and share in that. So if there's anyone on the line who would like some one-on-one prayer, please raise your hands and we will honor that right now. We'll honor the request right now.
Indeed. And go ahead and press number one, and that's raising your hand to let us know. And so so let's go ahead and just, we have a list of people who wanted to be prayed, wanted us to pray on their behalf, and we're going to go ahead and get ready to call their name out. And so did you want to start calling the names, or did you want me to go ahead?
You can start if you like. How are you feeling? I'll follow your lead. How about that?
Okay. Cool. So I want to go ahead and mention the names of those who are wanting a prayer blessing tonight, and they will continue to receive this prayer blessing for the next 10 days as we are doing this prayer hotline. So Nancy Harris Hauer, she is wanting clearing financial healing. She is a full-time student, and she definitely would like to receive a financial blessing at this time in her life. Janae and her daughter, They are going through changes in their transitional living, and they are in need of a financial blessing right now. Danielle and her daughter, they are going through different changes in their family dynamics and relationships, and emotional healing is definitely something that could be a benefit for them right now. Sister Ma'at and her family, they're going through certain transitional living situations, and right now she is a child and will be giving birth anytime now, and so she is right now in need of emotional healing, and as she is a child right now. Christina and her family, definitely some strength and spiritual fortitude is needed, and clarity of any confusion she have about, you know, her life path and career and financial blessing is definitely needed for her. Rhonda, I'm calling upon for blessing her with emotional healing, financial healing, and clarity as to her life direction. And Sister Faylon and her family.
Hi, Faylon. Hi, Faylon.
I'm calling upon them to her family to receive financial blessing, transitional living space, more stability within that, more healing with that. And also, I'm calling up my mother-in-law, Gail, for her to receive emotional healing and financial healing and assistance in transitioning to a new living space. My brother-in-law, Lamar, right now he is on the streets homeless and he's on drugs, and so he's definitely in need of some spiritual healing, financial healing, emotional healing to help him get back on his feet. My sister Rhonda and her beautiful children, definitely some financial blessing, emotional healing, and also transitional living space, some healing in that regards. My mother and my father, Thomasine and Ronald, I definitely want to send forth a blessing for them, for emotional healing, financial healing, and also, of course, our master teachers, Master Mitchell Gibson, Asaria Captain Gibson, and one of my mentors, Magus, Reverend Richard Bullard, and his family. And I just want to take the time to send, you know, prayer blessings and love and light to them as well, for the assistance they have given us, and you know, any challenges that they may be going through in their life as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Love to Magga, the entire Cairo family. let me get my list right, sis. On my list, I have first and foremost, I wanted to send an extra little prayer because I can to my little sister Natalie. She's not little, but. She's below the weather, having some sinus issues, and definitely want to surround her in love and light as she moves through those issues. On my prayer list, I would have Sister Christine and her family. She would like prayer. She would like prayer for her family, for ancestral karma, family karma, physical karma, financial karma, family healing. She has a visit to the neurologist coming up, and there will be some tests that are run, so she's definitely praying for positive results. And we are praying for her greatest and highest good and positive results and healing across the board for her, her family, and all of the requests or issues that are occupying her mind and her heart right now, that family, Brother Lance, Sister Artisha Barber, as she embarks upon her NCLEX test, that is coming up toward the end of the year. Financial blessings for her, continued blessings and strength to her and her spouse, significant other, Avery, as they continue to build their life together. LaSalle Avenue requests prayers for Sister Jessica and her boyfriend, George. They have some impending legal issues that they are facing. We are praying for their greatest and highest good and greatest and highest good of all involved. Let's see, I can't read my handwriting. Yeah, there are legal issues. Akisha, let's see, she's got quite her entire family. Her brother and his wife, who relocated to Texas with their family, job transfers. One spouse had a job, the other spouse's job did not transfer. So we pray for financial healing, blessings, and divine employment and opportunity for that family. For her father, Willie, and his wife. For her mother, her mother's healing, financial blessing to her mother, her nephews, for divine order and blessings in their lives as they embark on their path as young adults. Her cousin Tanika, who's just relocated with her husband to, I think, Dakota. If I'm wrong, Artisha, forgive me. But Tanika and her husband. Yes, and that family, and for someone else, I can't, if y'all forgive me, I can't read my own handwriting, but prayers for everyone on the list, and you know what, a special prayer for my friend Angela Heatherington, who's listening now. Hey, Angie, she tuned in, wanted the link, and she is listening, and she was digging the Ganesha drum, so I want to say a prayer for her as well. I want to say continued prayers for the rest of Artisha's list. I have it written down. I just can't read all of it because of my handwriting. Forgive me. But we'll continue to pray for the entire family, her brothers, cousins, aunts, uncles, and everyone that's on her list, and her two friends, Natasha, job blessings, financial blessings for both of those friends. And I think someone's going through transitional housing as well. So we'll pray for everyone on that list. Excuse my long-windedness, but that's my list. Blessed be. I couldn't read my handwriting. It's embarrassing.
It'd be like that sometimes. I want to add someone. I want to add you, Sister Latoya, for
okay, thank you.
And you know, transitional living space blessings to come your way. As far as you know, with work opportunity and also. You know, love, healing, energy, emotional healing for, you know, your mom and, your stepdad and your family, and also for my family, you know, my husband Larry, emotional healing, financial blessings, healing, our children, Lauren, Larissa, Trey, and Isaiah, healing and blessings and love and light sending to everyone. Healing and protection over my house, and I just want to, you know, say that. And so,
absolutely. And I want to just let me pray for you. I want to pray for Sister Wyjet and her heart, and just praying for continued strength and endurance, and the awareness of just how lovely and wonderful and beautiful you are, and amazing gifts and abilities that are unfolding in you and before you. And I'm honored to be here to experience this particular moment with you, and honored to have you as support for me. So love to everybody listening, but just special prayer for you and those babies and Brother Larry. Very special work that you're doing. It may not always feel that way, and transition is not always fun, but, you know, we are embarking on some really amazing things that I don't think we would even know to ask for some of the blessings and rewards that lay on the other side of the commitment that we make to each other in prayer. So definitely praying for you and the family, and that you know how loved you are and how needed you are in your purpose.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, sis. I receive that. Let's go ahead and, start our prayers. And
okay.
I'll go ahead and I'll open up with the Anna Bokoa and the miracle prayer. Anna Bokoa, Gidula Yiminka, Tatir Tazara, Kabel Dana, Tamcha Sagvenu, Taharanu Nara, Nagibor, Doshe Yikadega, Kavavat Shamlem. Barakam Tadam Lakame Dazika Teka Tami Gamlam Chasinka Dosh Bratuka Nahel Adateka Yaki Ke Elam Chapine Zokre Kudushiteka Shavatanuka Bel Ushma Zizikatanu Yodea Ta Alamo Bolukshem, Kivo Makoto, Lalan Vayed, Anna Bokoa, Gidulat Yeminka, Tatir Tazara, Kabel Rana, Tamcha Sagvenu, Taharanu Nura, Nagibor, Dosheika Deka, Kavava Shamlem, Barakam Tarum Laka, May the Zika Taker to me, Gamalam Chasinko, Dosh Bulatuka, Nahel Adateka, Yakike Elam Chapa, Nezo Clay, Kudushi Taker, Shavatanuka Bell, Ushma, Tizakatanu, Yodea to Alamot, Buluk Shem, Kibo, Makoto, Lalan Bayet, Anna Bokoa, Gidula Yiminka, Tatir, Tizara, Kabel, Dana, Thamcha, Sagvenu, Taharanu Nara, Nagabor, Dosheika Deka, Kavara Shamlem, Barakam Talam, Lakame, the Zika Taker to me, Gamalam, Chisinko, Dosh, Budatuka, Nahel Adateka, Yakike, Elam, Chapa, Ne, Zokre, Kudushi Taker, Shabatanuka Bell, Ushma. Is the Katanu Yodea to Alamot, Buluk Shem, Kibo Makoto, Alam Vayed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Creator of all there is, all of our ancestors of light, our spirit guides, our angels, we thank you for blessing all of us with the wisdom, knowledge, and intelligence on how to get through the situation, the challenges that we're getting through. And also, we thank you for blessing us with financial healing, with, you know, emotional healing, relationship healing, bringing about inner growth and development within ourselves in all areas so that we can experience these blessings in our life. We thank you for giving us strength and endurance and perseverance and clarity as to the next direction we should take into our life, whether it's with our relationships, whether it's with our family, our home, whether it's with work, career. We thank you for this energy and this spirit of love and light flowing through us into each of our lives, into all of our families. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we'll go ahead and pass it to you, Sister LaToya.
I think you got it. I think you covered it, sis. I will say the Yuzmisa. I will say the Yuzmisa Vajaya and continuing in this love light, these prayers of love light support, financial healings and blessings. And to everyone who's listening, who will listen in the future, all those connected to those who listen, all those in the hearts of those we're listening, and in our hearts in this moment we pray. Namo Bhagavate Choyokya, Purvisa Sthaya Budaya Bhagavate, Kariyaka Om Visadaya Visadaya, Asama Sama, Samana Sabasa Sarana Katega Hana, Swabhava Vasudi, Abhisin Kantu Ma'am, Sugata Zeravakana Martai Vaska, Maha Mantrapadai, Ahara Ahara Ayusam Dhamani Sadahaya, Sadahaya Vizana Vasudi, Yudhisa Vajaya Vasudi, Sahasra Asmasam Kodite, Savatahatiya Gada Abo Kani Set Pemi Zakaya Pulani, Savatahatiya Gada Manadasi Muhin Kadisite, Savatahatiya Gada Hardai Husi and Disita Maha Mudra, Vajra Kaya Samantana Vasudi, Sava Vavana, Apaya Gada Parasudi, Parchana Vataya Yusre, Maya Disite, Mani Mani Maha Mani, Tahatiya Buddha Kota Parasudi, Vishbuta Buddha Sudi, Jaya Jaya Vajaya Vajaya, Sma Sma, Sava Buddha Sita Sudi, Vajri Vajagabe, Vajram Bhava Tumama Sari Ram, Savasat Lenam, Kaikaya Parasuti, Savagata Parasuti, Savatahati Agata Sikime, Samavashamtu, Savatahati Agata Samavasa Edisite, Budaya Budaya, Vibudaya Vibudaya, Bodaya Bodaya, Vibudaya Vibudaya, Samantha Parasuti, Savatahati Agata Hadaya, Edisium Disita, Mamudra Saha. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Now,
okay.
Let's go ahead and focus on bringing financial blessings into our life and luck, prosperity, wealth, growth into our life, and we will be doing that by invoking Goddess Fortuna. And it's an invocation that will bring these things that we want into our life financially and Did you want to explain a little about that FOIA order?
About the Goddess Fortuna? Well, I mean, I'll preface it by saying what we what we've been saying. You normally read the, you know, the write up, but you know, for those of us listening who, I just have to preface this, for those of us listening who may have an issue or the concept of maybe worshiping or invoking, which is just a prayer, invoking a deity is uncomfortable or foreign to you. We ask that you focus on the energy of the deity and the purpose that they serve and why we are invoking them. For the Goddess Fortuna, is love, prosperity, wealth, added luxury in life. Sister Mumar Jett mentioned financial healing. And this kind of falls in line with the Goddess Lakshmi, for those who invoke that, the Lord Ganesha, which, you know, the chant we played earlier. So all of this is about removing obstacles and adding, you know, the vibration and the flow of prosperity into our lives. The other deities as well, but we just felt led to use some of this direct Venus energy and invoke the Goddess Fortuna. So for those who are unfamiliar with this, just focus on the energy of prosperity, the energy of expansion, financial healing and blessing as we do the invocation.
What also goes along with that is the Venus energy, and right now Venus is out of retrograde. Excuse me, Venus is out of retrograde, and so right now it's a good time to focus on. I don't know what's going on in my throat. Focus on, you know, our relationships, our love, money, balancing those different areas in our life, and. And the Venus energy, I feel, directly relates to Goddess Fortuna and that of luck and fortune and wealth and prosperity in our life. So let's go ahead and make our prayer to her, and I will go ahead and begin. O Fortuna, angel of supply, of all God's wealth from realms on high, release thy treasures from the sun and now bestow on everyone whose heart beats one with God's own light, the power to draw from heaven's height, abundance to expand the plan, the master's hold for every man. Attune our consciousness with thee, expand our vision now to see that opulence is meant for all who look to God and make the call. We now demand, we do command, abundant manna from God's hand, that now below as is above, all mankind shall express God's love. Bona Fortuna, hear our verse. Gold and silver fill our purse, by all the powers of the earth and sea, by all the powers of moon and sun, as we will, so mote it be. Chant the spell, and it is done. Chant the spell, and it is done. Chant the spell, and it is done. O Fortuna, angel of supply, of all God's wealth from realms on high, release thy treasures from the sun, and now bestow on everyone whose heart beats one with God's own light, the power to draw from heaven's heights, abundance to expand the plan, the master's hold for every man. Attune our consciousness with thee, expand our vision now to see that opulence is meant for all who look to God and make the call. We now demand, we do command, abundant manna from God's hand, that now below as is above, all mankind shall express God's love. Bona Fortuna, hear our verse. Gold and silver fill our purse, by all the powers of the earth and sea, by all the powers of moon and sun, as we will, so mote it be. Chant the spell, and it is done. Chant the spell, and it is done. Chant the spell, and it is done. O Fortuna, angel of supply, of all God's wealth from realms on high, release thy treasures from the sun, and now bestow on everyone whose heart beats one with God's own light, the power to draw from heaven's heights, abundance to expand the plan the Master's hold for every man. Attune our consciousness with thee, expand our vision now to see that opulence is meant for all who look to God and make the call. We now demand, we do command, abundant manna from God's hand, that now below as is above, all mankind shall express God's love. Bona fortuna, hear our verse. Gold and silver fill our purse. By all the powers of the earth and sea, by all the powers of moon and sun, as we will, so mote it be. Chant the spell and it is done. Chant the spell and it is done. Chant the spell and it is done. Sister Latoya.
Hey, I'm here. I had a fly glitch. Bear with me 1 second. I'm here. Oh, Fortuna, angel of supply, of all God's wealth from realms on high, release our treasures from the sun, and now bestow on everyone whose heart beats one with God's own mind the power to draw from heaven's height. Abundance to expand the plan, the master's hold for every man. Attune our consciousness to thee, expand our vision now to see that opulence is meant for all who look to God and make the call. We now demand, we do command, abundant manna from God's hand, that now below, as is above, all mankind shall express God's love. Bona fortuna, hear our verse, gold and silver fill our purse. All the powers of the earth and sea, by all the powers of the moon and sun, as we will, so mote it be. Chant the spell and it is done, chant the spell and it is done. Chant the spell, and it is done. O Fortuna, angel of supply, of all God's wealth from realms on high, release our treasures from the sun, and now bestow on everyone whose heart beats one with God's own light the power to draw from heaven's height, abundance to expand the plan, and master's hold for every man. Attune our consciousness to be, expand our vision now to see, that opulence is meant for all who look to God and make the call. We now demand, we do command abundant manna from God's hand, that now below, as is above, all mankind shall express God's love. Bona fortuna, hear our verse. Gold and silver fill our purse. By all the powers of the earth and sea, by all the powers of the moon and sun, as we will, promote it be. Chant the spell and it is done. Chant the spell and it is done. Chant the spell and it is done. O fortuna, angel of supply, of all God's wealth from realms on high, release our treasures from the sun, and now bestow on everyone whose heart beats one with God's own light, the power to draw from heaven's height. Abundance to expand the plan, the master's hold for every man. Attune our consciousness to be, expand our vision now to see that opulence is meant for all who look to God and make the call. We now demand, we do command, abundant manna from God's hand, that now below, as is above, all mankind shall express God's love. Bona fortuna, hear our verse. Gold and silver fill our purse, by all the powers of the earth and sea, by all the powers of the moon and sun, as we will, promote it be. Chant the spell and it is done. Chant the spell and it is done. Chant the spell. And it's done.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Goddess Fortuna. For the blessings, for the luck, the fortune, and prosperity that's coming our way. For the growth and healing that's coming our way. We give honor to you. All right. So now that we've invoked Goddess Fortuna, why don't we go ahead and, you know, implement a little sound healing. Maybe some chuckle chimes. Does that sound good, Latoya?
Mm-hmm. Go for it. This is the chakra, I think it's probably 18-point chakra, tune up off of Stephen, it's from Stephen Halper, off of his Chakra Suite album. There are several other tracks on there, but this particular one is about 2 minutes and 1 second, and the 8 chimes that he plays coincide with the different chakras. It's a really good clear tune up. So enjoy.
Enjoy. And if you don't know, chakras are energy centers within our body. Helps balance us out, gives us life force to different glands and organs in our body. And so this is just a sound or a frequency that can help attune our body in its physical form. And so definitely, just relax and allow the vibrations to fill your body from head to toe, okay? Okay. So now that we've listened to our chakra attunements, let's go ahead and we're going to get into some more sound healing. But this time we're going to send some loving energy, some healing energy, and some light to our dear Earth, the very home that we live on. You know, it's very important to restore our connection to our dear Mother Earth, or Mother Gaia, which is also another name that she goes by. And part of that is acknowledging her power and her love, because she's always given to us, regardless of what we do to her, you know, raping her of her resources on the land, polluting her waters, her air, you know, the earth. And she still makes sure that we're taken care of by giving us food to eat and water to drink and a place to have as home and all the beauty that surrounds us. There's so much to be thankful for. So we're going to take the time right now with a heart full of love and gratitude to send our thanks to her. And so as we do so, I will be playing the spirit drums, and Sister Latoya, you mind sharing a little bit about the spirit drums with everyone?
Not at all. It's just a very brief drumming audio, healing audio. It is a drum meditation. It lasts about 2 minutes and 22 seconds. And, you know, it's just something I had implemented in my practice. I use it to ground. The drum sequence might seem a little simple, but it's very good for the grounding aspect. And for me, it just kind of connected me with the grounding energy where I was. And so it definitely parallels what you're doing with this meditation. It's a really great backup. So By the 28th Spirit Drum, 2:22. And I will have the artist information for you once we're done with the meditation for those who would like to purchase it. It is available on iTunes, and I will get that to you all. But, yes, the drum meditation that I from my own personal stash, and it's great for grounding.
All right. So that's what it's all about, y'all. Thank you for sharing that, because the earth is about being stable. It's about being grounded, and we're going to ground ourselves in her love. And so before we actually start listening to it, let's just take a few moments and just take a few breaths, y'all. I know it's probably been a long day, so let's just relax for a minute. And just as you breathe in through your nostrils, and inhale, just imagine white purifying light going through your nostrils. And then as you exhale, just release all that stress, those anxieties, worries, and fears, and bring them into a white ball of light, circulating the energy. Inhale the white light. Release what no longer serves a purpose in your life. We're just taking the time right now to relax our body. If you want, you can just tell yourself, I am relaxed. Good. As you continue to take those deep breaths, I want you to focus your attention on your heart. Your heart is the embodiment of love. It's what connects you with the divine. It's what connects you to God. And so focus your attention on your heart as you're breathing. Just take your palm of your hand and place it over your heart. Just tell your heart to open up, and balance itself out. I am open to divine love. Say that to yourself. I am love. Think of something that you love, something or someone that you love, or think of the word love itself. As you continue to take those deep breaths, focus on your heart, focus on love. Good. You may feel your heart opening up a little bit, and that's okay. That's what we want to happen. Maybe in the front part of your heart or the back part of your heart, in your back area, you may feel something opening up. Focus on love. I am love. Now we're going to focus our attention to the bottom of our feet. You know, we are always in contact with the earth as we continuously walk on the ground. And so take the time right now and imagine roots. Coming down from the bottom of your feet. And going down all the way into the womb of the earth. You still have your hand placed over your heart. And just imagine those roots just growing, growing, growing all the way into the earth. Just say, I am connected to the earth. I am connected to the womb of the earth. I am one with the earth. And as you breathe, what I want you to do is you inhale in that white light still. And then we're going to circulate that white light all the way going through your heart, all the way down to the bottom of your feet, into those roots, into the earth. Imagine that as a white purifying light of love energy flowing through you to the earth. Now, I will begin to play the spirit drums to ground ourselves and to solidify our connection with Mother Gaia, Mother Earth. As we are listening to the drums play, continue to send love energy to her and follow along with the words that I'm saying, and we're going to send them to Mother Earth herself. Send that loving energy to Mother Earth. Breathe in that white light. Let it flow through you. As you exhale, release all that pain, hurt, stress, worries, anxieties, and fears. Bring them down to the bottom of your feet, to the roots, down to Mother Earth. Good. You see, Mother Earth takes what we no longer need to hold on to and transmute it. She recycles that old energy and turns it into something that we need to enrich our lives. Continue to send that love energy to Mother Earth. Good. Mother Earth, take this pain and fear and worry and stress and anxiety and transmute it and transform it into healing, love, joy, peace, power, material and spiritual wealth, abundance in all forms into our life. Thank you, Mother Earth. Thank you, Gaia. For giving us food to eat, water to drink, a place to have at home. Thank you for all of your beauty. We love you. We give honor to you. Please forgive us for not acknowledging you and your power. Thank you for showing us what we must do to bring more balance to you. As I say these sounds with the beat of these drums, I want you to imagine white light surrounding your body and surrounding the earth. Arut parum jyoti. Arut parum jyoti. Tani parum karune. Harut parum jyoti. Aru. Aru. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now take the time and bring those roots up from the bottom of your feet, from the earth. And it's okay to come back into your body now. I will say this last prayer to invoke holy divine forces into all of our lives, the consciousness of all of humanity and of our earth. I call upon you, Yahweh Elohim Zabaot, Yahweh Elohim Zabaot, Yahweh Elohim Zabaot. I invoke you to restore the life force powers within the consciousness of everyone who is listening to the show and to all of our earth. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. So, you know, we're getting ready to conclude today's show. I just want to say thank y'all to those who are listening live and those who are listening to the archives. And thank you to the Creator, the Great Cosmic Mother, our Master Teachers. Thank you to all of those who are on the prayer list. Thank you for this honor and privilege to be of service to you. You know, thank you to all of our angels, our spirit guides, our spiritual family, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Sister LaToya, for joining
thank
me
you.
And adding your positive and loving energy and your wisdom to this. I couldn't do it without you, sis.
Thank you. Honored to be here.
And I will say this, you know, if you want to reach us about, you know, any of the information that we discussed today and, you know, you want to learn a little more, feel free to reach out to us. I know Sister LaToya, she currently is offering, you know, intuitive, you know, consultations and energy healing to those who are seeking it. And I definitely want to co-sign 100% on her energy healing work that she provides, because it's very unique and it's nothing like anyone else I've experienced. And so if you are in need of, you know, any type of energy healing, you know, physical ailments that's going on with your body, with all of these shifts that's going on during this month, a lot of us may be going through that as certain energies is getting, emotions are getting pulled up out of our body. And to help facilitate that, she can definitely assist you in that arena if you so choose. So, Sister LaToya, do you mind sharing your contact information where they can reach you at?
Absolutely not. Oh, sure. And thank you for that co-sign, that heartfelt co-sign. I greatly appreciate that. Yes, if anyone would like to reach me, I do offer energy and body work sessions personally, and I do distance healing as well, intuitive counseling sessions, et cetera. You can reach me at innerlove, that's E-N-E-R-L-O-V-E, at gmail.com. Again, that's inner, like energy, inner, E-N-E-R-L-O-V-E, at gmail.com. Contact me, and even if you like some extended prayer, that is a service I offer as well. I look forward to hearing from you. And I like to co-sign Sister Wajette's services as well. She is a phenomenal tarot reader. As I've told her before, I am, well, I've had several, and tarot energy is not something I necessarily resonated with when it came to me offering my services. And I've experienced different ones, you know, different tarot readings from different people, and it really is a very specific type of, you know, I say energy, but a very specific type of flow and a certain groundedness that and a connection that the person has to have with, you know, with the tarot to successfully do it. And her session is one of the best ones that I've had because her flow is so organic with what she does, and so I would highly recommend and very strongly encourage you know, you all to contact our sister, Wajette, because she does a very phenomenal reading. And I'm sure that there are many of us who can attest to it. I, for one, can. So I heartfelt co-sign the support for her as well, because her services are, they're amazing. So if you would give us your contact information, sister, we would greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. I received that heartfelt co-sign. You know, you can reach me at Lady Wajette at Psychic HQ. That's PSYCHICHQ.com. And you know, if you have any other further questions about the show, about some of the audio we played or whatever, you know, definitely you know, contact us. So on that note, did you have any concluding thoughts, sis?
No, love and light, and just, you know, to everyone, there is no lack, only lack of attention. So, you know, anything that, you know, may come up for you over the coming days, just understand that, you know, we're being given the gift of correction and the gift of direction and what we need to pay attention to and correct. Hang with us where we're on this specific topic, the prayer line for the next 10 days. Who knows what else will come from it or of it. But, you know, come hang out with us, listen to us, and partake in these prayers for the next 10 days. And I promise you, things will shift and continue to shift for you.
Indeed, indeed. And so with that being said, y'all, we're going to go ahead and conclude today's show with the Chakra Chimes Attunements. And once again, we love y'all, and we give thanks and honor to y'all. We honor the divine within you. And y'all have a beautiful night, morning, day, you know, wherever you are. Just be blessed, okay?
Yeah, blessings, peace and blessings.